just as she will. David, come in. As I stand here, where my father Zatzal stood so many times before, filled with Hakaras HaFayit, through Rabbi Shalom, allowing me to grow up in the Sashim Rock and Torah, and to attend the Chiyas Eretz Yisrael. I'm also not here tonight that I was able to have a father, but all of these amazing kaitis that we're hearing about, and use them all to be Mulam Torah in this base language. It says that Torah Shabbat Peh is not allowed to be written down, and Torah Shabbat Chsav is not allowed to be learned Baal Peh. Why Torah Shabbat Chsav is not allowed to be learned Baal Peh is very understandable, because it's precise, it's exact, it needs to be given over in its written form. But why can't Torah Shabbat Peh be written down? The reason is because the longest, the Ruach, the Havana of the Torah, it can only come Panim al Panim. It can only come from a Rebbe to a Talmud. Even after Torah Shabbat Peh was written down, but the Havana and the longest and the Ruach of the Torah, it still needs to be given over. It still needs to be given over Baal Peh, Panim al Panim, with all of its expression.
The Mishnah in Avos
lists the Memchas Dvarim, Shatir Nichnis Bayim. The first two of those Dvarim are Kalvud and Shmias Oizem. Kalvud Yachin says, it's Divrei Torah Tzarech Sheikabli Meirav. It needs a Kabbalah from a Rebbe. It's not possible to figure out by yourself. And Shmias Oizen, Yachin says, Vilas Oizen Yuter. The word Oizen, Shulchan just said Shmia. Why did it say Shmias Oizen? Avrotzoloimar Hakshava Gidoyla. It needs careful attention, great attention. They have to pay very, very close attention to the words. The only way to be kind of Torah is from a Rebbe. And the only way to be kind of from a Rebbe is by listening to him. The word Shmia means not only to hear, but to understand and internalize. When we hear words from someone who we respect, as a Rebbe, we need to try very hard to understand them and internalize them.
Even and maybe especially
when it's not how we felt before. Not by blindly following them, but by opening ourselves up to thinking differently, then we were, this is the way that we are Mekabel Torah.
Moshe Rabbeinu
was Mekabel Torah Misinai. Doesn't say that he was Mekabel Torah at Har Sinai. He was Mekabel Torah from Har Sinai. He was Mekabel Torah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he gave it over to Yeshua, and Yeshua was Mekabel Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua gave it to the Skenit, Skenit to the Nevi'im. Midar Ladar, there was always a Kabbalah, there was always a Nisin, and there was always a Mekabel. There was always a Rebbe and there was always a Talmud. Even the Malachim, the Revolver points out, says, we say every day in Shacharis, V'kulam mikablu maleyem, Ol malchus shamayim zeh izeh. That even the Malachim, they're mikablu ol malchus shamayim. They're not just mikablu ol malchus shamayim by themselves because of their recognition. They're mikablu ol malchus shamayim zeh izeh from the Malachim on top of them. They give over the Malchus Shamayim to the next level of the Malachim, to the next Shlav. In last week's parasha, we learned the parasha of Ben Sira and Moira. the words of the pasuk, they tell us what he did wrong. And the words that the pasuk uses are Inenu Shemeya B'Kol Aviv U'B'Kol Imay. And then his parents, they warn him, Lo Yishma Aleihem. He didn't listen. And then they bring him to Beit Din, and they say, Inenu Shemeya B'Kol Leinu. He didn't listen. The Torah is telling us that the problem with the Ben Sera, the Moira, the reason why the Ben Sera Moira has no hope is because he's not listening. And if somebody's not listening, then they can't get any messages. The Gemara Sanhedrin brings a shita that the Ben Sera Moira never even happened. The Torah wants to teach us that even when we're young, the unbelievable importance of internalizing what we hear. If we can't learn to listen, then we can never become bigger than we are already. But listening doesn't just mean hearing. Listening means conforming. Listening means understanding. And listening means shelling too. I was once involved with a person whose Das Torah was questionable. But he always quoted Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Rav Shmuel later explained to me that this person always called him when he knew that Rav Shmuel would say what he wanted to hear. Unfortunately, Kayach HaShmia in the world around us is almost non-existent. They hear only what they want to hear, how they want to hear it, and it needs to fit in a tiny perspective. Loizu Aderach. Every type of aliyah and shaydi is calling on our ability to hear another voice and to be mekabel. Rav Elie Zvezatzal used to say over from the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei that the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created a person with two ears and one mouth is so that he should listen twice as much as he talks. Klal Yisrael was mekabel Torah at Har Sinai, and we said Naseh v'Nishma. And even though we put the Naseh first, the end result is that we need to be Nishma. My father was the ultimate Shemeya. He was constantly searching for a new Mahalach, a new Bart, a new Sefer, a new Mechaber. And when he found something that he related to, he would learn it, he would understand it, he would internalize it, until it became part of him, and he became comfortable with it. Then he used his incredible understanding of Shmia to figure out the best way to present it, so that the Bachurim he was talking to would be able to be Shemeya. Everyone knows that he spent hours on Shabbos afternoon preparing the Shmuz. But the emes is that when we called him on Erev Shabbos, many times, he would tell us what he was going to say in the Shmuz. The preparation on Shabbos was all about how he would say it. That it would be Mekava, that it would be Niskava. When we called him on the Seder Shabbos, he would always say, the Shmuz was Moyrudin. The Olam really listened. And it wasn't just the Shmuz. Every time he said Shir or spoke, he would prepare exactly what and how to say something that would fit that specific Olam and they would be able to listen and understand. Even what he said at the Shabbos table was carefully planned and catered to the specific people who would be there. He would never just say a bark in his keyboard, and you could never get him to speak if he wasn't fully prepared. He used his amelos, his chokmah, and also his unbelievable understanding of Bachurim to compose Shiurim and Shmuzim that were like musical symphonies. They had high parts and low parts and intros and grand finales. Sometimes he would even go past the allotted time, but he couldn't stop in the middle of the song, and especially not at the best part. His energy came from the Shmiah of the Olam. And even when he was very weak, he would get kayaches that were shalaya biderach hateva. The Olam who appreciated his special adracha were his talmidim. And he loved them and cared about them and guided them. One of the highlights of his year, and it became a momentous occasion for many of us, was his Arab Rosh Hashanah shmuz. He would build a picture of Malchus and of Noira, of Din, and of Rachamim. And we would go into the Yerma Din with proper perspective. As we approach the Yerma Din, we might not be able to hear his actual voice on Erev Rosh Hashanah. As he begins the Shmuz, when he started Toiker, Kedusha Sayorim, Kihu Noira Va'oyim, but he taught us that we can all hear the Naira, the Malchus, the Din, the Ruach that he passed down to us. Before our Biyamtiv, he would help us understand the Sulas Hazman and the special role it could play in our personal lives. We may not hear that we are travelers in time, yet time remains constant, but he taught us to hear the Cheres in Pesach and the Simcha in Sukkot. He was our iron link, who was mekabel as a Talmud from his Rabbi, and noisein as a Rebbe to the next star of Talmidim. May we be zeicha to take the Torah that we were mekabel from him, and pass it on with Dairi Dairis, Ad Yaskel Tzedek, the Nehru Yameinu Amen.